This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Voting underway in 10 polling centres of Dolakha. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says country's economy is not in crisis and South African president faces impeachment threat. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba said that the government will pay special attention to the protection of art, culture and heritage. At the opening ceremony of the 13th academic meeting of Nepal Academy of Fine Arts, Prime Minister Deuba said that the works created by Nepali artists have made Nepal known as the country of art in the world. At the ceremony, Chancellor of Fine Art Academy, Kansa Kumar Karmacharya, said that the foundation is committed to creating new art while preserving old works of art. Revoting is taking place at 10 voting centres of Dolakha for the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly today. According to Chief Returning Officer Dilli Ratna Shrestha, the voting is taking place from 7 a.m. and 35% of votes were cast so far. He said the election is taking place peacefully. Voting in Baitiswar Secondary School Voting Centre in Baitiswar Rural Municipality 6, in Janajoti Secondary School Putali Ghat Voting Centre of Ward No. 2, Kali Dunga Secondary School Voting Centre of Ward No. 3 and Health Post Building Jufi Voting Centre of Tamakosi Rural Municipality 3 is underway. The Nepali Congress candidate Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has been elected to the Member of House of Representatives from Sunsari Constituency 4. Also, the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Karki, received 30,483 votes, while his closest rival, Jagadish Prasad Kusiyat of the CPN-UML, got 30,371 votes. As per the latest updates of Election Commission, Nepali Congress has won 55 seats in the House of Representatives, while the CPN-UML has won 44 seats. The CPN Maoist Center has won elections in 17 federal constituencies. Likewise, the CPN Unified Socialists have secured victory in 10 federal constituencies. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Janata Samajwadi Party said victory in 7 federal constituencies each. Similarly, the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party has secured 4 seats in the House of Representatives, while Nagarik Unmukti Party won 3 seats. Meanwhile, 5 independent candidates have won the elections in various federal constituencies. In the vote count, the CPN-UML is leading in the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to Election Commission, the UML has garnered 2,732,727 votes as per the latest update. Nepali Congress is trailing with 2,604,834 votes. The CPN Maoist Center is in third place in the vote tally in the proportional category with 1,155,635 votes. Similarly, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is in fourth place in the vote tally with 1,108,306 votes. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said the country experiences no economic crisis, but still it continues to deal with some challenges in the relevant sector. In his address to a program organized today on the occasion of 26th anniversary of the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal session, the minister said it would be wrong assessment to understand the economy was in crisis. According to minister, domestic economic indices are improving and lately there is an increment in the forex reserve and remittance inflows. Likewise, General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa, said collaboration with the private sector is necessary to resolve problems facing the country's economy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The first phase of voting for the Western Indian state of Gujarat began at 8 a.m. today. Polling is underway in 89 seats of the 182-member assembly. As many as 788 candidates are in the contest in this phase. The voting is being held across 14,382 polling stations, of which 3,311 are in the urban and 11,071 in rural areas. The second phase will be held on December 5 and the results will be declared on December 8. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing a possible impeachment threat over the Farmgate scandal. The president has been accused of covering up a $4 million theft from his farm in 2020, including kidnapping and bribing the burglars into silence. A leaked report from an independent panel has found that Ramaphosa abused his position and may have broken an anti-corruption law. He has denied wrongdoing and said the money was from selling buffalo. The panel's findings have been handed to Parliament, which is set to examine them and decide whether or not to launch impeachment proceedings next week. Ramaphosa is less than a month away from a conference that will decide if he can run for a second term with his party, the African National Congress, in 2024. China's former leader Jiang Zemin, who came to power after the Tiananmen Square protests, has died at 96. State media said he had died just after 12 local time in Shanghai on Wednesday. Jiang presided over time when China opened up on a vast scale and saw high-speed growth. His death comes as China sees some of its most serious protests since Tiananmen, with many demonstrating against COVID restrictions. It added that he was recognized as an outstanding leader with high prestige and a long-tested communist fighter. State media outlets, including the Global Times and the Xinhua News Agency, turned their websites black and white in tribute. Now the sports news. Four matches will be played today as part of the ongoing FIFA World Cup 2022. Croatia will face Belgium and Canada will face Morocco at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. Similarly, Japan will face Spain and Costa Rica against Germany. Both matches will begin at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in Province 1 and Gondaki Province, along with hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy at a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Province 1 and Sudhupasim Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Rinapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting underway in 10 polling centers of Dholakha. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma says country's economy is not in crisis and South African president faces impeachment threat. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.